Listener Dan wrote, I've been hearing promotions for Spike Lee's movie at Cinematheque all week and wondering about the pronunciation. It seems like having the accent on Iraq would make more sense. Having the accent on Chai makes it sound like Iraq is like Chicago, when I think the point of the film is that the inverse is true, that parts of Chicago have become like Iraq. I wrote to Dan, as you suggest, it seems that the word, which in fact predates the movie, is most often pronounced Chirac, although there are several variants, including Chirac. But Chirac is what Spike Lee said in a CBS interview, and we'll have a link on the web version of today's feedback. Listener Mr. Wolf wrote, firstly, I love the station. I just recently started tuning in, and I'm really loving the music. I was checking the website in order to stream to my PC when I saw last week's bit about LEDs causing radio interference, which I had not heard of, but being a physics student, it piqued my interest. I wanted to weigh in a little about it after doing some research. First, the phenomenon has been widely reported. Governments, particularly in Europe, have tried to curb the problem, but I've seen articles in the news and other legitimate sources. However, there seems to be precious little official information on the phenomenon. From the articles I read, cheap LED bulbs have more tendency to cause this issue, but any LED, due to the intrinsic nature of the design, can be capable. It's worth mentioning here that the most common frequency range LED bulbs tend to interfere with is between 30 and 300 megahertz, which consumes the entire VHF band. FM radio also lies well within that range, but so does broadcast TV, some cordless telephone sets, and even more important systems like NOAA weather radio bands, marine frequencies, and more. There's also the possibility that LEDs can affect even higher frequencies than 300 megahertz. That being said, any device that operates on the VHF signal range is subject to interference, not just FM radio, and certainly not just this station's radio frequency. I felt it was important to point that out.
This is 6 o'clock a.m., and the BBC announcer is calling it Sunday. I heard him say Sunday twice instead of Saturday. Thank you.
Listener Sully wrote, I'm a longtime devoted listener. I was wondering why you play such loud, dynamic, and rousing music on weekday evenings. I realize there are many desires to try to please, but I think I would surely enjoy more relaxed, calming programming after a long workday. I turn HQR on in the evenings, but too often it's just too raucous for that time of day, at least for me anyway. I'm looking to wind down, not up, as the evening progresses. I love the station and your efforts overall. Keep up the great work. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.